I'm Laura Winters. The manhunt for the mass shooter in Maine over.
Robert Card, the man wanted after killing 18 people and injuring 13 others in a deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, has been located by law enforcement and has been found dead. The shelter-in-place order has been canceled, but hunting has been banned in cities around where the body was found. I'm Tim Berg.
A moment of silence after the names of the 18 victims read out loud at a news conference.
Joseph Lawrence Walker, 57. Aaron Young, 14.
Detectives say he murdered 18 people at a bowling alley and at a bar. This Saturday morning, the Israeli Air Force pummeling the northern portion of the Gaza Strip. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, expanding operations to wipe out Hamas terrorists. 229 Israeli hostages still being held against their will. It's believed many being held in a spiderweb of tunnels below ground and possibly below a large hospital in Gaza. Mark Regev, senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, telling Fox News the IDF is beefing up operations to wipe out the terrorists. This the result of the bloody and ruthless attack on October 7th, murdering Jews, shooting and killing them at a festival and at a kibbutz, and then taking hostages. In other news, U.S. military jets striking Iran-linked sites in Syria after 20 attacks on U.S. forces in the Middle East in the past 10 days. Two F-16s hitting the locations in eastern Syria near the Iraq border. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin saying in a statement, the United States will not tolerate such attacks and will defend itself, its personnel, and its interests. 21 U.S. soldiers have been injured. One contractor had a heart attack and passed away. 900 members of the U.S. military have been deployed to the Middle East. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
I am running for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States because, my friends, it is time for a change.
To politics now, in Concord, New Hampshire, Minnesota Congressman Democrat Dean Phillips announcing he's running for president, challenging Joe Biden in the primary.
I am a Democrat because I believe in America. I believe in the American people, and I believe it is time to walk from the shadows of darkness into the bright sunshine of the future.
And Congressman Phillips telling supporters,
I invite you to join me in declaring a new American independence, not from another nation or people, rather a new independence from fear and from the status quo.
A tentative deal reached between the United Auto Workers and Ford, which could end the six-week strike. The agreement includes 25% pay increases. Here's UAW President Sean Fain.
We reached a tentative agreement with Ford. For months, we said that record profits mean record contracts. And UAW family, our stand-up strike has delivered. What started at three plants at midnight on September 15th has become a national movement.
More now on the story from USA's John Schaefer.
The United Auto Workers Union and GM are potentially edging toward a labor agreement. According to CNBC, discussions have persisted through Thursday night into Friday. The proposed deal would be modeled after the tentative agreement recently struck with Ford.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.